From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Robert Mueller, the former FBI director who is investigating allegations that the Trump presidential campaign colluded with Russia, has reportedly seated a grand jury to help him in his investigation. Correspondent Phil Alexio.
The newspaper, citing two unnamed sources familiar with the matter, said the grand jury had begun its work, an important step toward potential criminal charges, in recent weeks. The action means the federal investigation is progressing, which includes allegations officials with Donald Trump's campaign coordinated with Russia to affect the outcome of the election.
President Trump has called Mueller's investigation a witch hunt. The Wall Street Journal says the grand jury began its work in recent weeks and will likely continue for months. Mueller's office has not commented on the newspaper's report. President Trump is expected to increase pressure on China to change its trade practices and do more to stop North Korea's weapons programs. Reports on Thursday said Trump will sign an order in the coming days to open an investigation of Chinese demands that foreign companies share technology secrets in exchange for access to the massive Chinese market. The expected investigation could eventually lead to higher tariffs on Chinese-made products headed to the U.S. market, which is the world's largest. Trade experts warned that such actions might violate commitments that the United States has made to the World Trade Organization. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The United States will spend $169 million for humanitarian assistance in Ethiopia and Kenya. The two countries are experiencing severe and prolonged drought. This is State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert.
With the new funding, we're providing vital emergency food assistance, safe drinking water, and health services to millions of Ethiopians and Kenyans in the worst drought-affected areas. The additional aid comes at a critical moment for Ethiopia and Kenya as the threat of hunger, malnutrition, and dehydration are reaching alarming levels right now. The drought is especially severe in Ethiopia, where an estimated 7.8 million people now require urgent humanitarian assistance.
Nauert said the United States has already provided almost $2 billion since October in response to the two crises. A suicide bomber rammed his explosives-laden car into an Afghan National Police outpost in southern Helmand Province Thursday, killing two officers and wounding two.
Goresh District Police Chief Ismail Khan Kopawak said the evening attack happened in his district, the scene of heavy fighting in recent weeks between Afghan National Security Forces, aided by U.S. air support, and the Taliban, who control roughly 80% of Helmand Province. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but the Taliban are suspected. Robert Rafel, VOA News.
A ceasefire in parts of Homs province in central Syria held Thursday, observers say, giving civilians a chance to start putting their lives back together. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported no violations, while reporters on the ground say fruit and vegetable markets reopened and children were back on the streets. The quiet will give humanitarian workers the chance to bring in badly needed aid. American security agents have arrested the British hacker who was known and lauded for discovering a kill switch that nullified a widespread ransomware attack earlier this year. Marcus Hutchins is a 23-year-old malware researcher who uses the name Malware Tech. He was detained by the FBI on Wednesday at the Las Vegas airport. He had been preparing to return to Britain after attending two hacking conferences in the city. Court documents unsealed on Thursday indicated Hutchins was arrested on hacking charges unrelated to the ransomware attack known as WannaCry. Hutchins became an overnight hero in May after disabling the WannaCry worm. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from the VOA World News Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.